Time to bring in Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So my house got another 7 to 8 inches of snow yesterday.
Oh, my God.
It was like a cloud. You remember when, who was it, Pigpen used to walk around in peanuts, and mm-hmm. there was a cloud behind him of dirt? There was one clump of snow that was like from my house to into the Berkshires, and it just dumped yesterday. My plow guy came today, and he couldn't believe it. He had to plow me out. But anyway, let's get past that and let's get into sports. Now, all right. Got some interesting stories here to pass along to you in sports, if I can find them once again. Did you hear about the rule change in minor league baseball?
Nope.
Extra innings will start with a runner at second base. What is going on?
Why not just flip a coin, see who wins?
I know. What is going on?
I don't know. They're succumbing to the people of today because we have to play on our phones and we have more important things to do than stay around for extra innings. So end this game quick because I got somewhere to go. Go home. Don't go to the game. Do the people that like baseball a favor. Get away from the game. We don't want you. Go somewhere else. I want extra innings. I want 42 trips to the mound. I want the shortstop and the second baseman talking to the pitcher. I want baseball. I don't want the sterilized version of baseball.
It's amazing. All right, goofy story number two. All right, now the Vikings expect to sign Kirk Cousins today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday they finalized a trade to get Trevor Siemian for a backup. And Trevor Siemian is not as good as either of the other two quarterbacks they had.
Well, Trevor Siemian probably makes less money than the other two. That's probably the only reason why they have him.
It's the Vikings, I don't know.
It's the entire league. It's all of sports. I mean, you just said something about minor league baseball that's insane. So the cancer has trickled through everything.
It's amazing. Hey, my good friend Steve Ferraro, excellent world-class bowler that I knew when I lived in Kingston, just signed on. So I want to say good morning to Steve. His family, what a bunch of bowlers. But he and his brother.
I remember him.
He and his brother were something else. But Steve was quite a guy.
I used to watch the Pro Bowlers Tour when I was a kid on Channel 7, every ABC, every Saturday.
And
Earl Anthony, Don Carter, Dick Weber Jr. I used to watch all them guys. Johnny Petragula, Mark Roth.
Steve was great. He took me, Dan Reinhardt and Steve introduced me to Monticello Raceway.
You got them to thank for that, huh?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun back then.
I used to go watch the Pro Bowlers Tour when they used to do it in Madison Square Garden.
There you go.
They used to have the lanes there. I don't know if they still do. Probably not. They probably put in a couple of sushi bars or something. But they used to have a bowling alley there, and the Pro Bowlers Tour used to roll through it.
All right, and to show you about how the economy does impact things, Lowe's is not going to remain a sponsor of Jimmy Johnson's car. That's a major sponsor for NASCAR to leave Jimmy Johnson. I mean, people don't realize the money that is spent in sponsorship in sports, which helps keep sports afloat.
All they have to do is look at the names of all the stadiums and arenas.
Yeah.
They're not named after anything except conglomerates.
All right. So now, where do you want to go now?
The Rangers beat the Penguins last night.
Well, it doesn't mean anything.
You know why?
Why?
Some goalie named Georgiev was playing for the Rangers.
Georgiev.
That was his name. I don't know his first name, but his last name is Georgiev.
Obviously from the Russian area.
Kind of one of those probably the Baltic countries. And the Devils, they smashed Vegas last night in Vegas, 8-3. Big win for the Devils last night, who were trying to hang on to that last playoff spot. I don't know what's going to get there first, the Grim Reaper or the Wire, because the Devils are fading fast.
All right, now one good news for NASCAR. Anheuser-Busch inked a multi-year deal to sponsor their pole award. So there you go. Where else do you want to go now in sports?
I'm surprised you're not yapping about your team.
Between sitting at my house and watching it snow yesterday and keeping the TV off because of all the BS that was on it and stuff like that, I really was totally out of touch. And I was totally out of touch this morning because, of course, I had to shovel and get in here and put things together. So what happened now?
The Giants addressed their offensive line.
What did they do?
They got Solar from New England, the left the left tackle from New England that protected Tom Brady's back is now going to be protecting Manning's back. So
there must be
a
big
move there.
He must be injured. There's got to be a reason Belichick let him go.
And the Giants gave him 64 million reasons to come to New Jersey.
But there's still got to be a reason why Belichick. Well, actually, he's got a soft spot, believe it or not, in his heart for the Giants because he liked his time there.
But I don't think he's feeding them anything. They beat him twice in the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, he doesn't like him that much. But well, that's good news. That means
good news. Good signing for the Giants yesterday.
That means they don't have to. That gives them a lot more options now with that draft pick that they have.
Yeah. Yep. They can go in different ways.
Yeah, they can go a lot of different ways.
Speaking about different ways, watching baseball yesterday, the Yankees were on the MLB Network, and the one reason why I watched it was to tease myself of how nice the weather was in Sarasota again, and sure enough it was. And let me tell you, Aaron Judge, he's in mid-season form yesterday, 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts, looking better all the time. Greg Bird, their new first baseman, he's hitting a torrid 161. I don't know, Yankee fans. You got to start producing. It's 2 weeks to the start of the season. 0-for-4 with 2 Ks isn't going to cut it. And this is against an Orioles staff that I saw pitch in person 2 weeks ago, and they got destroyed by the Pirates. So we'll see what happens. Going 0-for with 2-3 Ks a day is not the way to do your spring training. You're not going to show up in the Bronx and press the button and all of a sudden go 3-for-4 and hit 3 homers. It's not going to happen.